time now on Sky Sports Radio for Going Greyhounds for your daily update of the latest news and tips.
And Dave Carlson's joining us on Going Greyhounds. We've got a long weekend with a public holiday on Monday, Dave. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Andrew. Yes, indeed. And because of that long weekend, nominations for a stack of meetings next week, they are closing early. Now, nominations for next Monday's meetings at Bathurst and Nowra and Tuesday nights at Lismore close tomorrow morning. That's Thursday morning at 9 a.m. While other meetings for next week close on Friday morning at 9 a.m. And they are Gosford and Goulburn next Tuesday, Wentworth Park and Richmond next Wednesday, Maitland and Dapto for next Thursday, and also, very importantly, Friday week's semi-final night of the TAB Million Dollar Chase at Wentworth Park. And all details of those early nomination closing times, Andrew, are on thedogs.com.au.
Okay, we urge people, don't miss the boat there with the public holiday on Monday. This weekend, being a long weekend, always reminds us that we've got a big meeting out at Coonamble.
Yes, indeed. The Coonamble Club in northwestern New South Wales, more than 550 kilometres from Sydney, is celebrating 50 years since its inception. And I can tell you that Greyhound Racing New South Wales board member and the event organiser, Kevin Gordon, is looking very, very forward to it. And he's about to tell us that. He's our guest this morning. Kevin, good morning to you. The four-day annual carnival really is an institution in Australian greyhound racing.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. Yeah, absolutely is. And looking forward to a bumper year this year. And as you suggested, 50 years since the inception of the club.
67 races will be run beginning on Friday, and it promises to be yet another grueling battle, Kevin, between the punters and the tab and the strong bookies ring.
Yeah, look, it always is, and it's the six actual race meetings over the long weekend, and you know, it starts off on the Friday twilight and then the Friday evening, and one meeting the punters are up, and the next meeting the bookies are up, and it sort of jumped up and down over the weekend. And I guess when the last race is won, run and won at 5 p.m. on the Monday afternoon, we find out who's finished on top.
Kevin, I know you've been delighted with an increase in prize money for this year.
Yeah, look. One of the concerns that we had and the club had is what's been of a great benefit in New South Wales with Tony and the team at JRSW is the increase in prize money for the Tier 3 or Tab C meetings at Dubbo, Bathurst and so on. So the Friday night at Coonamble, which is town night, the night the town comes along, was only carrying D prize money. So the club actually applied to Greyhound Racing New South Wales for TAB prize money, not status, but prize money for the Friday evening, which was granted by JRSW, showing their support for country greyhound racing in New South Wales. And that's shown now in the nominations that the races, some good trainers coming along with dogs and full fields with reserves.
Yeah, they're coming from near and far, those trainers, Kevin. 20 races will be run on Friday, 19 on Saturday, of which 10 are heats of the big Garrard's Horse and Hound Gold Maiden. And then there's 28 races on Monday. Now, Sunday is, well, I guess you could put it in inverted commas, a rest day. Is the famous Calcutta still on Sunday at the Coonamble Bowling Club?
Yes, it is, and they do call it a rest day, but it's not much of a rest, I can tell you that, Dave. So Sunday morning, 10 a.m. at the Bowling Club. Tess, the manager of the Bowling Club, really looks after us for that weekend, and we had the Calcutta. I think last year there was about $18,000 in the pool, which is not bad for a 300-metre maiden heats and finals at Coonamble. So about 18K was there last year. Then we have the stud dog auction, and then there's a bit of a lull in the afternoon for 2 or 3 hours, and then the bowling club actually put on free food and beer and wine and cordial for the grand participants in the auditorium and put the rugby league on. So it's certainly, whilst it's a lay day from racing, it's certainly not a lay day.
I've been to Coonamble before. It's on the road between Gilgandra and Walgett. It's only tiny, but it'll be sizzling this long weekend. Kev, I reckon the population will probably swell by about 50-fold.
Well, I can tell you one thing. We talk about the injection of funds to a country town from a meeting like a Greyhound meeting that we have on here every year. I can assure you that the bowling club confirmed that more than 50% of their annual turnover is actually created in this 7-day period. So, you know, that's huge, and it's such a big thing to the actual town itself. So it's not just about the greyhound racing, it's about what it does for the community. And, you know, in the time when there's a major drought on in New South Wales, which we're all quite aware of, it's very, very good for the town to have this injection of funds into the town. Accommodation's booked. The bowling club, you can't move there on Saturday night and Sunday. So it's just great for the town, and it's great that greyhound racing are actually a part of this.
Yeah, it's tremendous. If you're coming from, say, Gunnedah, turn right at Coonabarabran, head through Barradine, or if you're coming from Dubbo, head through Gilgandra, and then downtown, yeah. And then through beautiful downtown Galagambone, and then you'll get to Coonamble. Now, Kevin, enjoy the long weekend, a half century for the club, and thank you for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
Dave, it's been a pleasure, and looking forward to the weekend.
Andrew, Kevin Gordon, he runs the whole show at Coonamble, and Kevin, of course, is a board member of Greyhound Racing New South Wales.
And I love it when he said it's really a day off, but it's not. You never have it. When you go to these clubs, mate, they just keep powering away.
You need a week off, Os, I tell you.
Yeah, no, that's right. No, we wish them all the very best. Hope it's a ripper for them out at Coonamble. Now, Saturday night, we're focused in here. All the tab markets are there for the next round of these tab $1 million chase. Well, these are really cutthroat now, aren't they?
They are, Andrew. The six city qualifiers this Saturday night at Wentworth Park, with the winners of each of those, plus the two fastest seconds, advancing to the semi-finals. So those greyhounds, they're only three wins away from $1 million. Those qualifiers, I must stress, are the first six races on the card, starting at 6:06. So if you're heading to Randwick, get in an Uber straight away. There's 24 of the 47 runners are Victorian. So they've come up. There's 13 from the Andrea Daly Kennel. So the Victorians want a slice of the pie as well. It's going to be a great night of chasing at Wentworth Park on Saturday night, Andrew, along with the qualifiers. You've got the $1 million chase semi-finalist, Good Odds Serrata, his brother Good Odds Buddy, Crack and Spike, Damn Slippery and Federal Lily lining up, while Get It Gizmo and Ronnie are also racing on the card.
Yeah, those markets for the first six races, it'll be the Tab $1 million chase. The heats are out on Tab already. That first one just after 6:05. She's Gifted, number seven, the favourite, at $2.80. In the second heat, Eight Ball is right in contention there. The third heat, Slingshot Hammer, is the favourite. In heat four, what have we got here? Sweet as M at $2.80, along with Aston Duke, the three and the five there. And heat five, Waging Wars, the favourite at $3 for Glen Rounds. And the last heat, Kurt Lee, number eight, again for Glen, it's the favourite over Last Hurrah. So they'll be the first six races on Saturday night, Dave.
Yeah, I can't wait, Andrew. I'm going to be out there. I'm really, really looking forward to it. It's a fabulous time of the year in all racing codes, and Wentworth Park is going to be the hub of excitement. We've got this Saturday night. The following Wednesday, we've got the Young Stars going round and the Masters Greyhounds, and then Friday week, the semi-finals, and 2 weeks from Friday, October 18, the Tab $1 million chase, the final itself. Wow.
Yeah, and of course we've got the Hoodoo Gurus. They're going to be singing there as well. All right, give us some winners for today.
All right, Andrew, there's two New South Wales meetings. Richmond is in the twilight from 3:39 this afternoon. The best bet there comes up in race seven, number three, Defy. 7-3. The best bet, or the value bet, I should say, is race two, number one, Let Me Know, 2-1. Wentworth Park races from 7:05 tonight. The best bet is in race nine, number four, We Marla John. Well placed in a race that doesn't have a lot of depth, 9-4. The value bet is race one, number six, Fabulous Penny. 1-6. That does it for Going Greyhounds, Andrew, and I'm off to the big sports breakfast lunch at Randwick with a whole bunch of mates today.
All right. Well, you enjoy yourself. There's about 600 people and, well, just back a winner, Dave.
I'll go up and see Dave Stanley. Maybe you can tip me into something.
Oh, please. I'm really stuttering there. Just be a bit nervous about doing that. It'd be like go up and ask Laurie. I think Laurie's got a bit of a chance than the either two. But have a good day. Thanks, Dave.
Good on you, Andrew. Thanks a lot.